Blog Talk Radio.
Human agents could ever be, girl.
we are victorious triumph in Christ Jesus. Our fight is ceased and the fight is over. You said that the battle was yours and the victory was ours. So we thank you and we thank you and we thank you. Father, I ask in faith, I want my beloved dear heart. Whoever you want to see, I want him another dear heart. You know me. I want him. Will you please give him to me? And I am ready, willing, and able, because you are with me. And you chose me for the foundation of the world to be Israel, and you chose him for the foundation of the world. Be my real name, so while I thank you. And Father, we come, ask you to cover us with your blood, cover the prophetic things, Lord, over us, blood from the right eyes and raven. Father, we have been pursued by Satan and his human agents. Father, we decree and declare that today we will see and hear the time of the week. You promised us so in Psalm 93. You said we will see and hear our desires. Father, your word said that vengeance belongs to thee, vengeance belongs to thee. Show us the soul and body that we will not be pursued anymore. That they will not hound our heels anymore. That you will beat them down in their face. So Father, help us to not fret ourselves or evil to us. That you have revealed to us what our hurt, what we want, and planning our demise. Father, we ask you to overthrow every plot, every plan, every trap, every snare, and cause us to believe and to trust and to hold on to what your word says. Because your word trumps anything that Satan and his human agents could ever think of doing unto us. So Father, we thank you that we are safe in your arms. You are the good shepherd, and you will never drop us. You are our high priest, who know what we are feeling, because you too are healed. Oh, but with the voice upon this mouth, 29, the voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is strong. The voice of the Lord breaks the seal. The voice of the Lord breaks all my son. Father, we thank you that you keep us from the wicked plots, traps, man, Satan. They'll never catch us. They'll never trace us, the spirit and the natural. Thank you that you have destroyed all their works and their wicked candlesticks and their wicked supersay and divination. Your words are shown out of which we all are the human agents. Their sisters, their hirelings to believe on. So Father, we thank you that even as right now, the Holy Spirit is shifting our focus from around our circumstances to the most things which are above and heavenly places, because we are sleeping with you. And we are looking in your arms. So thank you for being focused on our vision on the future. That you are the aim. Hallelujah. And we have to do your will, Lord. And nothing and no one comes to our home and our house and our doors. We don't care who they are. Nobody comes to our home. Angels of a flaming sword. Shut them down and destroy them from our door. And so we give you praise and glory. And you give your angels charge over us, keep us in our home, our way, keep our food. Thank you for establishing us in your beauty, your beautiful, your voice, and all the lies that have been spoken over us. From child to even to now, fall flat to the ground. Your destination and leave your enemies and your aim. human agent for greatness. Greatness is designed to block and strip people. He will keep them in complete confusion, derision, and blindness. But he brings Easter, your life to death. Because in Jeremiah 29, there's this, I know the thoughts that I see. That is unbroached. And it tells me that true faith is down. And he's not going to leave you there or something. The enemy triumphs, plot, and gather themselves together. The look fed out of your mouth, fed in a thought, praise and worship. It's taking your praise for the rest of the week. Lord, I pray that you will never allow the enemy and the human agents of Satan to triumph over me. Say it again. Okay, don't go there. Say it seven times. Lord, we thank you that you will never allow the enemy and his human agents and their underlings and their hirelings to ever triumph. Be victorious over us because your faith surrounds us as a mountain. And you surround us as mountain lions around you. But you are with us as a mighty warrior. And you will show no man ever triumph over us. And your word say, whoever came to spoil you, to pray for you, you have set them as a prey. P-R-E-Y. And that the wickedness of the wicked has come to a complete end in your life. And that I have placed the edge of protection around you and everything concerning you as I did you. You never heard of Satan coming against you ever again. After I brought him out. After I answered Job's question. And the ponderings of his heart. And I judge Job's question to me. Is that right? Look at all he went through. But he never stopped loving me. He never stopped believing in Jesus. He never doubted me. Because of that, he's with me to this day. And then because of that, those who name the name of Jesus and go through trial, they often refer to him. How his faith through it all kept him in love. I want to encourage you this morning, those of you who find yourself stubborn situations, stubborn mountains, stubborn giants that refuse to bow, fall, flat to the floor. And even how you know that even when they are on the ground flat, they still try to utter and stutter their breath. But I hear the Holy Ghost say that even today, their mouths and their wicked throats are shut up. Shut up, shut up, shut up again. He's the true vine. Heavenly Father is our descendant. The Holy Spirit comes and he dwells within a miracle. You held on I had a Holy Ghost. I don't know how to say. Holy Ghost say, some of you have been in hard trial. That of Dreamborn. That of Daniel. That of Moses being pursued after I've decreed. I delivered every one of them. The word I spoke over them, and the word of the wicked pursues every one of them. My word stands. For the word that I decreed on your life, from the foundation of the earth, any every negative word that has ever been spoken over your life, it could have done. And when you gave your life to Papa in the pouring of your sin, and you received him in faith, and you began to walk with him in a committed relationship, it destroyed every plot, trap, smell, the wicked. So you, my little one, you will start seeing and hearing the complete, permanent demise and fall of the creators who are over your heels, and they know that they are dead and defeated. Pharaoh knew he was defeated. Y'all gotta turn off. Keep praying. So we at the bottom of the sea even to this day. Because when I bring you out, I don't have nothing. When I bring you out of being pursued greater than your human agents, being hounded by witchcraft, being marked as targets. And when I bring you out, I destroy every one of them from that path. Because they will not contaminate your future. And you will not be in your future in fear looking over your shoulder. I am God all by myself. So the wicked think they surrounded you. No. I surrounded them. Pharaoh thought he had surrounded my children as I was bringing them out. I make a way in the sea because the sea know my name. I'm gone. So I've made a way for you. Keep walking. No matter what you hear behind, don't look behind. Keep walking. Glory to God, Lord. I receive it. Prophetic for somebody that you want to bring. Keep walking forward. No matter what's pursuing you from your pain. I already told you in Colossians that even handwriting on it be nailed to the cross. I've already spoken and decreed and declared that all power in heaven and earth and beneath the earth is in my hand. I've already told you through my servant that you are seated with me in heaven and places. I have already told you through my servant that you are victorious and triumphant in every area of your life because of Jesus Christ. You know, Holy Ghost, I've already told you, the enemy pursuing your heels, they will be beaten down in their face. Psalm 89. I will beat them down in their face as a man. I already told you in Deuteronomy chapter 9 that I will today destroy your stubborn You mind, you belong to me. And those who I have engraved in my hand will nothing and no one will ever take out of my hand. I'm the Lord your God, who runs to your aid to help you. And because you love me, and in spite of it all, you call upon me instead in your faith, I will never fail you. Never allow the wicked to. They are already defeated and desolate. They don't even exist. When I left the apostolic prayer and I said, I don't pray for the world, I meant it. And it still stands. Today, I don't pray. They don't want me. But you keep pursuing holiness. Because holiness is right. Because I said, without holiness, no man can see me. You keep standing and holding on to faith. You keep decreeing that wherever you hear said it in as human agents, you rejoice and thank me. At the enemy that you saw today, you will see in them all. At the enemy who is attempting to pursue you, will never pursue you. From that same God who delivered the children of Israel. Many of you have been pursued for months, years, by faith. And now that you finally put me, this devil is still trying to pursue you. But I hear the word of the Lord saying that they all fall flat. Thank you. will flee for his son and let him give it to him. Never return. They will sweat on their face when they fall like they will. They will be sure gathered in front of the cemetery if one of them dies a horrible death. How fair touch my mother in order to my prophet. So be encouraged. Know that I am here today. Know that I am here with my sword and my reward in life. And when I see you, I see the blood. Therefore, you are covered. And therefore, there is no more condemnation. But to those who pursued you, volunteer. Hound in your heels and your feet. Going up in your path without forgiving you. Using a wicked witchery to cover them and to protect them so they think they are not protected. In this life, as a life. I'm God. Changing in the form becomes found. Use mechanical materials. Listen in the ear. Plotting your demise. So they think. So they thought. I will never allow you to change. Never allow the plot plan for the wicked to triumph over you. I need a sleep also. Nothing like understanding of the scriptures and the scripture becomes flesh. I And no one could bring you out but God. Because you knew that they were using witchcraft. See, when you look at the tape and you hear the narrator say, and David knew that Saul used mischief. But when you do your research, that term mischief in the original Hebrew means witchcraft, divination. That's why the word of the Lord says, someone not a witch or a wizard or a warlock to live. That is why you see the Lord having Joshua and Caleb to destroy all those cities. Because they serve Satan. That's why the Lord told Abraham to get you from among the house. That's why the Lord had Noah to be alone. They were worshiping and serving the people around you. See, the Lord is going to always take care of you. And he's going to make sure that you are in safekeeping. And then he's going to allow the judgment to fall on your haters. Those people, be encouraged. The Lord is building your safe place. And your safe place is with your future husband, your future wife. That's pathetic. I'm just saying for myself. That's your ghost. You don't know where is your ghost. But you will soon see, and you will soon know it. You will soon touch tangibly your ghost. Nothing real. Nothing fake or phony. No fake, phony boy ass is coming here. So, Father, we thank you. I ask you to open the eyes of your people that you bring into this ministry, that we're here to ministry. Because everybody is not assigned to listen to the message that you allow to be brought forth through me. I have a feeling who has a sister in place and a sister in place. That's what you say, Mother. Those who are on purpose. Those who are in pursuit of purpose, destiny, full of eyes. Those who've been cast down and left dead, walked over. But yet they have a call in their life. They started walking in their calling and then Satan and his human agents tripped them up. That's what they've been crying out. That's what you said. Call them for what you call for. Bless them. And take the guns out of dead clothes off of him. A dead situation. That dead. Bless you for dead. Wanted you dead. Put their foot on your neck. Covered you up with leaves and dirt, but you still have faith. Because he promised you, I go to Shoal. Lo, I'm there. So you kept crying out. As Judas did. Let me feed Jonah. But he was in the belly of the fish, which was hell, which was the grave. He was buried for 3 days. Don't give up. I don't care how dead and dark and smelling stupid your situation may be. God is able to make everything spit you up. Yes, sir. And go in the peace of God, abide in the victory of God, knowing that He who begun a good work and you will complete it. And I don't care how long you've been in the belly of the fish, the belly of the whale, and it's stinking in there. Seem like you're claustrophobic. Seem like your blessing and your future that the Lord has spoken of you years ago is not going to come to pass. I'm here as His prophet to say it shall come to pass and you will begin to see light today. And that came to swallow you up shall cough you up today. And never pursue you again. I love you with the love of Jesus. Until the Lord allows me to walk in your purchased victory.